Welcome to Payment Matters. I'm your host, Jeff Lynn. Thanks for tuning in. On this show, we talk about the ever-changing landscape of healthcare payments and the impacts to healthcare payers, providers, and consumers. You can follow the conversation on Twitter at #PaymentMatters and follow me at Jeff B. Lynn. My guest for today's episode is Christoph Denker of Carrum Health, a digital health company that connects self-insured employers like Quest Diagnostics and US Foods with premier providers to improve health outcomes, lower costs, and enhance the patient experience. Christoph, thank you for joining me today. Maybe for our listeners who are listening into you today, can you tell us a little bit about your background and experience?
Absolutely, Jeff, and it's such a pleasure to be here today with you. I lead the provider side of Carrum Health's business. And before I go into that, I'll tell you a bit about my own background first. I've been at Carrum Health for a little over 3 years now. And prior to that, I spent 10 years as a consultant working with most of the large health insurance companies, health systems, and many other healthcare companies. And throughout those 10 years, the one thing that I realized was that the way we pay for healthcare is very broken. And I'm sure you've talked about this many times on your podcast. We buy healthcare like we're paying for a car piece by piece, part by part. You walk into the dealership, you buy the steering wheel, and then you buy the windshield, and then you buy the flashlights, and then you hope it all fits together and actually drives. And that's kind of how we pay for healthcare. And the reason I left my career in consulting with the status quo and going to Carrum Health was precisely because of that, because I believed that if we change how we pay for healthcare, then we can meaningfully improve quality of care. We can make a dent into the ever-increasing cost of healthcare. And so that's why I joined Carrum Health. Carrum Health is a company that says, we'll just start from scratch. We'll figure out from scratch how we pay for healthcare, going back to who ultimately pays. And for most of us, that is our employer. And who ultimately gets paid, which are the doctors and the hospitals and other care providers in the country. And so I joined Carrum Health 3.5 years ago to make that change a reality, and it has been quite a wonderful ride thus far.
Got it. I think it's a noble, definitely ambition here, and really a problem that we see in healthcare. And maybe you can just describe at a high level here. So, if I'm a patient here and who wants to use healthcare, can you compare and contrast what happens today versus what you and your company do and kind of what are the, like how does it all work?
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. You know, if I'm a patient and I want to get healthcare today, let's say I have a need, I have pain somewhere, or my PCP told me I need this major surgery because something isn't right in my body. I don't even know where to go. Right? I tried to figure out, well, who is a good care provider? And I had that same story myself many years ago when I broke my leg and I had to find a provider to fix it. And as a patient, you'd have no idea who is a good doctor and who isn't, and there's no good way of figuring it out. And the second problem is there's no good way of figuring out how much am I actually going to pay. You know, Jeff, I was on one of those high deductible health plans and I thought, I'm a really savvy consumer. Let me find out how much I was going to pay. I could not get that information. And so on top of that, after I've been through the treatment, I started receiving all these bills. There was this bill from the ER and another bill from the ER, this hospital, that anesthesiologist, that surgeon. So in the end, it just kept on piling up and it wasn't really clear to me why I would have to pay all of that. That's the reality today. And with Carrum Health, this all goes away. With Carrum Health, you get an app. You log into the app and you say, this is the healthcare procedure that I need. We then show you in the app the top doctors that we specifically selected. You can read about them, watch videos of them speak, look at reviews, look at quality metrics. And then you can say, let's move forward. And once you say, let's move forward, you don't pay anything. There's no surprise bill. There's a patient care specialist, a concierge who guides you through the process, who tells you where you need to go when, which test you need. And there's absolutely no bill for all of this. You pay nothing. So that's really the big contrast between the world as we know it today and how it works through Carrum Health.
Got it. And you know, when there's no bill, that's amazing experience here. In many aspects, that's the nirvana, right? You've reduced the consumer friction in terms of getting healthcare, but also paying that, which I think is impactful here. So who pays for these healthcare services, and how do these providers get reimbursed?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll talk a bit about how it works today, and then how it works for our company. You know, today, I receive health insurance through my employer. My employer, Carrum Health, they actually pay for all my medical bills. And that is true for 150 million people in the country. That's how healthcare works. And in the future with Carrum Health, the providers still get paid by the employer. But the reason the model works is we find healthcare providers that are really efficient. You know, one of these little known secrets in healthcare is that the cost varies dramatically. You know, you might be used to, you know, if you want to buy a bottle of milk, right, a gallon of milk, you know, it's $2 in this store, maybe $2.50 in that store. And then, of course, you're going to drive to the store where it's $2. Well, in healthcare, the equivalent is it costs $2 in one store and $10 in another store. That's what healthcare is like. And so we go out and we find those providers that are really efficient. And it turns out they are also really good. And they're not just these, you know, never heard of before providers. We find top-notch providers whose names you'll actually recognize.
Got it. So the way I'm thinking about this here is that as a consumer here, my employer, who I'm paying those premiums on a monthly basis, and that employer through Carrum Health then will contract with a set of providers around the country for those services, and that employer pays that provider directly. Is that the way I should be thinking about that?
Yeah, exactly, Jeff. And I'll have to maybe dig into this just a little bit. 100 million people in this country are on a model where you technically pay a premium, but the employer is what is called self-insured, where the employer will actually pay the doctor bills at the end of every month. So if you go to the doctor at the end of the month, your employer will actually pay the money to the doctor. There is no insurance involved, really. And so the employers are, and almost all large employers in the US do it this way. Yes, you might have a Blue Cross Blue Shield card, but they're just administrators. Your employer is really paying the bills. And so when Carrum Health comes in, we go to these employers and say, well, look, you're using, you know, whatever, you know, administrator you're using, and you're paying a lot of money. And in fact, you're paying much more than you should have to. Why don't you let the money flow through Carrum Health? And we have this hand-picked set of very high quality providers where you can save a lot of money. And Jeff, that is, it's a lot of money. We recently had a study published in Health Affairs. The RAND Corporation kicked the tires on Carrum Health, and they found that we can reduce the cost of some of these major procedures by as much as 45%. We can almost cut it in half. And so that's how much money employers can save with us, just by saying, you know, let's go to one of these high quality centers of excellence that Carrum Health handpicked.
Got it. And so, you know, healthcare as we know it is so hard, right? So what are the challenges are you working through as, you know, as you kind of focus on this industry and servicing these consumers? How are you approaching kind of consumer adoption at the end of the day? Yeah. Like what are the things that are important for you?
Yeah, there's, you know, Jeff, one of the biggest challenges is actually, it sounds too good to be true. We hear this over and over again. You know, we do this focus group with patients, both ones that use us and ones that don't. And then we ask them, you know, what do you think about Carrum Health? And what most of them will say is, the ones that didn't use us, they will say, it sounds too good to be true. How is it possible that I'm not paying anything and I'm getting much better care than before? That can't be true. And then the patients that use us, Jeff, they absolutely love the experience. Our net promoter score is over 95. That's better than Apple's. Patients absolutely love our experience. They actually send us gift baskets as a thank you for being so wonderful to them. And yeah, so the way we do this is, it's really about getting the word out. right? It's one thing for a large employer, and you mentioned Quest Diagnostics or US Foods, to say, we now have Carem Health as a benefit. But then it's also about getting the word out, right? Because not everybody needs healthcare every day, right? So it's really about getting the word out so that if and when somebody needs a major procedure, the ones that we cover through our company, then they know about us and either pick up the phone to call us or launch the app to connect with us that way.
Got it. This is quite interesting as you look at this. Now I'm gonna take a pause there. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Payment Matters. I'm joined by Christoph Denker of Carem Health, and we're discussing really the price transparency aspects of healthcare. So what I wanted to highlight here, this, which is like, we've heard about this new legislation on transparency that I think many hospitals have are required to do. How has that influenced or impacted Carem Health in terms of how you're approaching this market? Has it helped in terms of, because I think in many aspects, this is the transparency you're giving to the consumer in getting these healthcare services is, you're seeing that across the board, across the industry.
Yeah, we certainly welcome and applaud those efforts, right? Any transparency will help make this marketplace more efficient. This has actually been the norm already in a couple of states, the state of Maine, for example, and it has not actually changed anything. And so I'm not optimistic that this price transparency will meaningfully change how much we pay for healthcare. It's certainly nice to know that it's out there, and it's certainly nice for us to know how egregious that the prices are in some places. But it doesn't ultimately help the consumer because, you know, these are only estimates. Providers aren't tied to them. They can always tell you, oh, you know, you are a special case and it's different. And, you know, it will not actually help consumers a lot. What we found after doing this for over 7 years is that consumers want things to be easy, and consumers want some help. Like, you can't expect somebody to, you know, go to 20 different provider websites and understand medical coding terminology to even make sense of any of the information that's out there. And what it really takes is a model where you make contracts with high quality providers, you get great prices in those contracts, and then you make it easy for patients to access those deals. And that's really what we do. The other thing, Jeff, that we haven't even talked about is another oddity about healthcare is that, you know, in most other industries, when somebody makes a mistake, when a company makes a mistake, they're on the hook for it, right? If you bring your car in for a repair and the car repair place makes a mistake, you bring the car back and they fix it free of charge. It's not how healthcare works. When a hospital or a doctor makes a mistake, you come back and you pay to have it fixed. And so the other thing that we do in our model is we have these warranties baked in so that when you use Carem Health, you know, if any problem arises afterwards, it's on the provider to fix it. And there's no extra payment for that. So you can see how we go well and beyond just making the price information available. The last thing I want to say here is that, you know, even on a really high deductible plan, right, you might have a $10,000 annual deductible. Most of the big surgeries cost a lot more than $10,000, right? If you break your ankle, it's going to cost you $15,000 to fix that. If you need back surgery, you're looking at $30,000, $40,000, $60,000, $70,000. And so if I have a $10,000 deductible and I see those prices, then honestly, I probably don't really care. You know, if I'm paying 10 and it costs 70 or 50, you know, I'm sort of indifferent. And I might even go to the place that charges the most because I think it's gonna have the best quality. So that's why I think it's nice to make the information available, and it will certainly have some impact on the industry. But ultimately for consumers, just the price information alone will not move the needle a lot.
Got it. And I think that this is interesting here, right, which is, we've also heard the concept here in a free market here, when in a fee for service model, when you put some accountability and ownership of the consumer to pay their bill, they kind of moderate you know, how much they're going to be using healthcare. Does, in this model here, as in, interested in your experiences, when there are no additional fees that the consumer needs to pay, is there an impact there in a fee for service where there could be abuse of the system? Is that a concern or an issue that needs to be kind of focused on?
Yeah. Oh, there's so much to talk about here, Jeff. I'll make a couple of comments. I mean, for one, what has happened with these high deductible plans is that they discourage patients from consuming certain healthcare services, but it's the wrong ones, right? It's the little ones, right? You know, going to the doctor for a checkup, but you don't want to pay that the $200 out of pocket. But the big ones, you know, the ones where most of the cost goes, major procedures, major surgeries, the deductible actually doesn't change anything because they're so much more expensive than any deductible. So what we've actually seen, and this is quite well studied, is that these high deductibles lead to a reduction in more preventative type visits and not necessarily a reduction in those really expensive surgeries and procedures. Having said that, the focus of our the way we pick the providers is not just, you know, do they produce good quality work and can they give us an efficient price, but it's also are they focused on doing only the right types of procedures, right? Are these providers that will just, you know, do a surgery when everybody, when you just look like you might need a surgery, or do they really consider all the different trade-offs and making sure that it's really in the best interest for you, all things considered? And so the way we pick our providers with that type of a focus and that type of facility actually leads to quite a bit of a reduction in unnecessary procedures. You know, that same RAND study that I mentioned earlier, they found that about 30% of patients who come to us saying, you know, my doctor recommended I have this type of surgery or that type of surgery, 30% actually end up not having the surgery because it's not in their best interest. It's not the right thing. It won't really help them address the underlying health concern. And in fact, more conservative treatment is necessary. The biggest example of that is back pain. There's sadly many unnecessary back surgeries that happen in the hope that that'll address somebody's chronic back pain. And in some cases that may be true, but in 30 to 40% of cases, the surgery actually doesn't help. And so we actually reduce the overuse of medical services in our program that way.
Got it. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense here when you talk about that metric here. Now I see that picture here. Why consumers benefit coming out of this? What do providers? What's their value proposition for exploring these new? I'm gonna call this for like a new payment model or a new care model that they haven't had before. What's the value proposition for them?
Yeah, it's actually a huge value proposition. And I will say, right, our payment model on the provider side is a bundled payment, right? That we bring all the different pieces together and they get one price, much the way that, you know, GM gets paid one price if they sell a Cadillac. So the value for providers is, one, by working with us, they actually get to see more patients, right? Because we handpick a small number of providers. In most markets, it's one or two. And so those providers then all of a sudden get all the volume from all the patients from the employers that we serve. And so it's a huge upside for providers, meaning if you're cost efficient and you're high quality, we reward you with more business, which frankly is what any efficient market would do. But it's not just that, Jeff. It's also just so much easier to work with. This whole fee-for-service beast, it's a huge pain for providers. The estimates go as much as 30% of dollars in healthcare are wasted, if you will, in processing the fee-for-service system. You know, doctors spend hours after work coding in the medical record system, not for the benefit of the patient, but only so that they can bill more services and better services to the insurance companies. The insurance companies, in turn, employ armies of people to find that and undo that. So it's this arms race that is happening that we're spending tens of billions of dollars on every year. And so in the CARE model, you don't have any of this, right? It's a bundled payment. you know, if you're doing a major surgery like a back surgery or knee replacement or heart surgery, you know how much you're getting paid. There's no buts and ifs about it. And so you don't need that army of people. You don't need to spend those hours coding in your system as a doctor. And we certainly don't need the army of people that the insurance companies have, you know, to find those issues. So it's a lot more efficient on the provider. You pretty much pay them right after discharge and they get the full amount. So, you know, compare that to, you know, the haircuts they have to take on the current insurance business. So as a provider, it's really great. And you know what? There's also, you know, for the docs themselves, for the surgeons, you know, they certainly appreciate being part of this elite club, if you will, right, of the highest performing surgeons in the country. And, you know, that is another important value proposition as a provider. If you can tell your doctors they're all the best, you can be part of this, you know, this highest of the highest quality network, that certainly is a big value proposition too.
So got it. And this is interesting here. And clearly there's a lot of value for consumers and the providers here. Interested in sort of what's next here for CareNow. Like, and I know there's a, you know, one of the things here in my experience has been, someone told me that, you know, as you scale a business, it's all about the volume, the velocity, and variety. And I call it the three V's here. And really kind of accelerating those three V's and helping grow the business here. Not just, what's next for CareNow Health? What are you looking to do when you grow this business?
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. And we see it in very much the same way, right? It's about bringing this benefit to more and more patients. But as I said, there's 100 million patients out there whose employer can easily adopt us. It doesn't take a lot. They flip a switch and they have better experience. That's a big one. The other one is making this type of model available in more and more services. You know, we recently launched cancer care, right? We're bringing the same type of approach, no surprise bills, no out-of-pocket, better quality to cancer care. And now we're talking about people surviving longer when they use us. And so there's many, many more medical areas that we are bringing our model to as well. There's some very interesting new areas under development. Ultimately, our vision is that anytime you have a planned medical procedure, where you have some time to think about, gosh, which provider do I go to? That's when you want to use CareNow Health. So that's what we're building towards. And yeah, we're really firing on all cylinders on all three of those Vs.
Got it. I'll start off with just the last question here, which is, and I always ask this to all my guests here, which is, you know, you've been in healthcare for a while, and if you had a magic pill, and you took this magic pill and, you know, you were able to change anything in healthcare, what would that be? Like, what would healthcare look like if you had a magic pill? And focusing on the U.S. here, but what would that magic pill be? And interested in kind of your perspective.
Yeah, no, Jeff, this is a wonderful question, and I've been thinking about it a lot. I'm originally from Germany, so I've seen what a differently organized healthcare system can look like and how much more efficient it can be. I don't think that's an option that is realistic and will really work in the U.S., but that's certainly the magic bullet that exists out there. But short of that, I think we do have a magic bullet, which is making the market work. You know, today in healthcare, it's not an efficient market by any stretch. You know, I remember from my MBA program, there's like a couple of things the market needs to satisfy to be efficient. Healthcare isn't that. And the thing that we do as CareNow Health, which is rewarding efficient and high quality providers with more volume, with more business, that's really how you bring these market forces to bear. And that, I think, is something that can have a huge impact in the market. You know, if you really have providers competing for business, competing on price, that's when you start to see costs come down. And that's going to be ultimately how we solve the high cost of healthcare challenge here in this country.
Great answer here. Those listeners, those are the payment matters we're tackling today. Thank you to my guest, Christoph Denker, for joining me today. Christoph, if our listeners want to find out, learn more about you and the company, where can they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. They can visit our website at www.caremhealth.com And that is carrumhealth.com and be really welcome inquiries from anybody about our model.
Great. And thank you once again, Christoph, for joining me today. And thank you to all of you for listening in. Remember that you can listen in to this episode weekdays at 4:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 8:30 p.m. Eastern. You can also listen on Apple Podcasts and Google Play Music, or just say, Alexa, play Healthcare Now Radio. If you have a comment about the episode of the show, follow hashtag Payment Matters or connect with me on Twitter at Jeff B. Lynn. You can learn more about my show at healthcarenowradio.com or at instamed.com. Until next time, I'm Jeff Lynn.